Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, though, you might have spotted them overflowing in your local shopping centre car park or petrol station, and now environmental groups are raising concerns about clothes banks and the sheer volume of used clothes being returned to charity shops. So how much of used clothes are successfully recycled? Where's the rest of them going? And are we ultimately losing the race against fast fashion? I'm joined on the line by Solène Shearer, who's the lead on the Fabric of Change project at Voice Ireland, and Ashley MacDonald, who's an entrepreneur and director at Pooch Luxury Brand Group. And you're both welcome. Solène, I think many people listening will be familiar with that site of the clothes bank, where you go to donate the clothes that you don't want anymore, overflowing. Why has that happened? What's going on?
Yeah, morning. So I think, in recent months, there's been sort of more of these being reported either by just citizens or environmental group or community groups. And I think there hasn't been a radical change in the chain, but more of a long-term thing that is now more visible to us. And the long-term change is the rise of fast fashion and the amount of clothes that are just being discarded every year and the system just being overflowed. So if we look at national numbers, we are discarding about 170,000 tons of textiles, which is more or less 35 kgs per person. And only 35% of these are being collected. The rest is just going through the mixed waste stream and most likely burned in Ireland.
Okay. So 65% of the clothes that people don't want going into the black bin, essentially, if we think of it like that. But for the people who are trying to do the best they can with the 35%, they're putting it in the clothing bank or they're giving it to charity shops. Are they doing the right thing?
I mean, if they're in a good condition and they want it to be reused, and the best thing is just to go to the charity shop directly, because there will be experts that will just sort through the clothes directly. The complicated thing with textile banks is that they're mostly privately owned, and a lot of these private companies do not sort through the clothes in Ireland. They just export it for profit. So there's a lot less chances of it being reused nationally. And it will just enter this massive international secondhand market that has a lot of flaws in terms of what is actually being reused, what is actually being recycled. And there's a lack of transparency over everything.
Well, Ashley, this might be a good point to bring you in here, because I know you work with high-end luxury fashion brands, but you recently returned from a trip to Kenya. You've been filming a documentary finding out the reality of where our used textiles go. What did you see? What was your experience?
Yes, Claire, thanks for having me on. I'm fresh back from Nairobi, and to be honest, it was absolutely shocking to see the reality of our problem that we have in Ireland and across the global north, so developed economies. We don't have a solution today for all of these garments that we just don't want. And our solution is actually sending it to East Africa. So myself and Irish fashion designer Aoife McNamara went to the market. It's called Kukumba Market. And that's really the entry point in East Africa for over 900 million articles of clothing every year coming from developed economies like Ireland. Unfortunately, 40% of those 900 million articles are destined for dumps. They are just super low in quality. We don't hold any value in them back at home. That's why they end up in these bins, and people don't need them in East Africa either. So what happens is that they end up in the rivers, in the seas, and in these huge dumps. So we went first to the market to see how they arrive. They're actually wrapped in bales, quickly sorted, anything that's worth any value whatsoever. So in general, anything that has, you know, a better quality or a bit of a brand name to it, or that's a little bit desirable, that perhaps the people think could be resold or reworn or even repaired, they take that. But the rest of it, it's going straight to this dump. So myself and Aoife also managed to go to the dump, as you can imagine, not the most desirable place in the world, but that's the dirty reality behind fast fashion today. 40 acres you know, in terms of surface, but in terms of the volume and even the height, we were literally climbing mountains of fast fashion that had been discarded from Europe and North America over to East Africa.
So it's just left there over this 40 acres, just left there and more piled on top of it then.
Yeah. And, you know, there were fires because the waste is so toxic. And when it's packed on top of each other, and then if you add in, you know, the heat and direct sunlight and whatnot, it's incredibly dangerous. 8,000 people, waste pickers, they call them, work on this dump, hoping that they can salvage something that can then be resold or recycled or whatnot. And it's incredibly dangerous for these people. They all have respiratory issues. Myself and Aoife only spent a couple of hours there, and we were coughing so much after, you know. It just has such a bad impact, not just on the environment, but on people's health as well. You know, we're wading through this dirt in our wellies, and we find, you know, fast fashion brands that we see on the high street and that we buy ourselves in Ireland. And this is the reality. It doesn't have anywhere to go. It will never biodegrade because it's made out of plastic.
Mm-hmm. You see, there'll be people listening to this, Solène, and they'll say, well, look, it would be great to be able to afford to buy clothes that will, you know, last for a lifetime, or they may have growing children. And for them, when it comes to the cost and the amount of clothes that they need, they might think there's no alternative.
Could yeah, I think we...
So Len, you go ahead on that, and then Ashley, I'll come to you.
Yeah, I think it's completely understandable in the system that we are facing now. It's just we're so used to having access, easy access to cheap clothing like these. And for a lot of people, it just seems like the only solution. But there are a lot of initiatives that exist and are growing across Ireland, across Europe, in terms of reuse of local initiatives that are also non-market initiatives, in, with swap shops are everywhere now in Ireland. And I think that's amazing. And that's really using this community base that we already have in the country. And so I think there are solutions. It's just that they're not highlighted enough and they're not supported enough as well, because we do need funding for them to be scaled up and to become the new norm. And also we need, you know, the governments to properly tackle fast fashion and face the brands that have these completely horrible practices, you know, that impact communities across the world at every level of the chain, and make the cost of clothing more reflecting the reality of what it really costs to people and the planet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are very few people, just to come back to you on that, Ashley, who are in a position to buy high-end fashion or high-end clothes. You know, what about everybody else? You know, apart from the select few who can afford to buy the pieces that will last a lifetime.
It's a really good point. And I think sometimes we lie to ourselves and we say, oh, I can't afford this piece that I know will last longer. I'm going to buy this other really cheap piece instead, but I'm only going to wear it once. And because it's so cheap, I feel I can dispose of it. The reality is we have enough clothes on the planet already for the next 100 million years. So first we need to look at our own wardrobes, then look at our friends and family, then look at amazing platforms and apps like Vinted. It just launched in Ireland. It's incredible. Depop as well. Even buying fast fashion secondhand, at least you're giving it a second life and a second opportunity to be used. If you want to tap into the more high-end and luxury market, I'm a huge fan of rental. I've been renting dresses since my debs, and I still rent to this day for most events that I go to. And I also rent a lot of my own clothes as well. And in general, you'll be able to access a luxury, you know, dress or outfit for 90% less than what it would cost to actually buy it. Mm-hmm. So it's having this shared economy of wardrobes. So the solutions are there. They mightn't be the easiest. They mightn't be the most desirable. But I think as consumers, we really have the responsibility to at least make that little choice that can have such a big impact and prevent something from going to landfill and causing huge health and environmental issues on the other side of the world to people who definitely didn't ask for it.
Well, Solène, it seems from what Ashley has described, what she saw, the only way to solve this is for us to stop buying it.
Yeah, I think the best mantra is buy less and buy better. And I think because when you buy less item overall, then you have more money to invest in good pieces that have quality, you know, materials and will last longer. So I think it is a bit of being more mindful in the way that we shop and also care more about what we are wearing, because it can impact our own health as well. So I think it's starting there, but I know that it's a journey and it takes time. And so that's why we shouldn't be putting too much pressure on each other. And also, you know, try little changes at a time, and also try to change how we care for clothing as well to make them last longer at home, because there's a lot of it that we've lost, you know, in the process of disposability and affordability.
Thank you both for being with us. Solène Scher from Voice Ireland and Ashley MacDonald, who is director at Pooch. And I have a message here from a listener on WhatsApp who was in the Atacama Desert in Chile last year. And they say it was the same story as East Africa, as Ashley described so well to us there a few minutes ago. It was being used as a dump, not only for personal thrown away clothes, but also returned clothes to the big brands. And you hear this sometimes, don't you, that when you return something, it actually doesn't get sold again. In many cases, we need to teach people, says this listener, to buy less. The WhatsApp number is 0870 32 32 32.